Janice, I thought that was "We'll Work Till Jesus Comes," and she's looked at my notes. Amen. I can't get by with nothing the Lord tells everybody about me. If ushers will come, we receive a morning tithe and offering. Brother Nathan, would you ask a blessing over that?
Somebody. Stand and turn to page 459. I'm still, now Tim didn't pay me or anything, but we're still promoting Sunday school this morning. We're going to learn more about Jesus. Now, if you want to get challenged, and the preaching is a great way to get challenged and to go out and do better and work harder. But if you really want to learn and ask questions or get questions asked of you, like we did this morning, you go to Sunday school. 459.
Yeah.
See, Gary left me a Ricol cough drop. It takes about 45 minutes for those to wear out, so.
Amen.
He might leave me a button next week. Amen. Anyone have anything on your heart this morning? Amen. 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 That encourages you to pray when you get some answer, doesn't it? Amen. Anyone else have anything? The Lord.
I thank God for His mercy and His grace, and I thank Him for putting me on down in the valley and things are going on, and here comes that creepy old devil trying to make things worse. And all we have to do is just start praying and saying, you know, God, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to handle this situation. I don't know what to do. And He just comes right in and just, you know, lifts you up and just lets you be with your brothers.
Anyone else? Kind of what I've heard this morning is we thank the Lord for fire insurance, but boy, we like His presence, don't we? Isn't it good that He's with us? He said, I'll go with you even to the end. So He is. We're not in this thing alone, and that's a help and a blessing. Anyone else? Amen. Amen.
Yeah, Pastor.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, Sister Robin mentioned patience. Aren't you glad God's patient?
Amen.
Aren't you glad that, brother, he waited on me a long time.
Yes.
Had mercy on me. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Anyone else? I don't want to tarry, but this is good. Praise the Lord. Nothing no more pleasing than a hearty life of a child is. I tell you, that's sincere. That's a sincere thing as you ever hear. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, Sister Connie, it ought to bring a tear to her eyes. And we quit shedding tears over what Jesus had done for us. I tell you, we're getting sad shape, aren't we? Amen. Anyone else? Come on, bro.
That's one thing I guess I'm tired of the devil letting me sit there.
Man, bless him, Lord.
That's one thing he's on revivals. This is the church. It's just obey God. I ain't been doing that.
Bless him, Lord.
You know, there's a lot of us in here, including ourselves, myself, and our family. We've got. Got problems. I know we've got our share of it. But it's a.
Thank you. But we've all got our problems and how we deal with them. And I found out the best way just leave them at the altar.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
You know, there's people that you can go to, and our family's got a little angel. And I'm not going to mention her name because she's not that type of person to be brought out. But this lady we can go to, and she's been praying for our family. And, God will bless her for that. This song, I don't know, it just... This, I guess, cover everybody today that has problems. If I can sing it. In the dark of the midnight, have I oft hid my face while the storms howl above me and there's no hiding place.
Amen.
Mid the crash of the thunder, precious Lord, hear my cry and keep me safe till the storm passes.
Amen.
By. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, Till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by.
Amen.
Many times Satan whispered,
amen,
there is no use to try, for there's no end to sorrow, there's no hope by and by. But I know thou art with me, and tomorrow I'll rise where the storms never darken the skies. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the skies. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. When the long
blessing, Lord. Praise the Lord.
We've had some long nights, ain't we? When the long night has ended,
amen,
and the storms come no more, let me stand in thy presence on that bright and peaceful shore. In the land where the tempest never comes, Lord, may I dwell with thee when the storm passes by. Till the storm,
amen,
passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Let hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by.
Anyone else? Praise the name of the Lord. Anyone else? Anyone else? to mess this service up by me preaching. Man, the real preacher's preaching. Exactly right. That's exactly right. Anyone else? Ain't God good? Amen. You know, I prepared to preach another parable, the last parable that Jesus shared before that he was crucified, right before the Garden of Gethsemane. And he shared, and it was the talents. I want to read a couple of verses somewhere else. I'm going to go a different direction here for a few minutes. Does anyone else have anything? Song? I don't want to butt in. Turn with Luke chapter 8. When Dennis sung that song, it made me think Luke chapter 8, 22, verse 22. I tell you, it's scary enough to have your boat to be in the water, but when water starts getting in the boat, that's a whole lot more scarier than just the boat in the water, isn't it? And we go through storms of life so many times. And I heard a saying years ago that said, you're either going in one, you're in one, or you're coming out of one. And that's pretty well the way it is, isn't it? We go from one storm right to another, one thing after another, and it seems like that we can't get a breath till another one hits. And it seems like when they start hitting, it's just, whew, until you do get a break. It's one, I remember a time in Rhonda and I's life, and we had gone through so much and had been through so many storms that our pastor at that time, after church, wanted to meet with us, took us in his office and said, you all have gone through more than any couple that I have ever known in my life. I just want to tell you, I'm encouraging. I just want you to know I'm praying for you. I want you to know if there's anything I can do. But that amazed me that he pulled us aside. And we was going right out of one storm into another. And I got to the point where he was the one I talked to. I said, what in the world else could it be? And Rhonda said, don't ask that question. But you know, through it all, as bad as it was, he was right there with us the whole time. And he was preparing us for this day. We was going through boot camp for the ministry that he was going to entrust us with. And I'm going to talk this morning about the talents and it's when Jesus gave and he went away and he left. He gave five to one man, he gave two talents to another, and he gave one to another. And he is entrusting us with some things in this world as he's gone. He said it's like a man that's gone away for a long trip and he's left people to watch over his home and his farm and these things as he's gone away. And that's where we are, that he's left us and entrusted us with a lot of things. And that is what it's not storms just so that he can sit up there and say, boy, look at them swimming now. It's storms that builds our character. It's storms that prepares us. And Liz was mentioned, Tara, I seen that verse in 1 Corinthians come to play in life when I seen Tara with Liz at the end of the service back. She had just gone through it. She know what it's all about. And then she was encouraging a sister. And a lot of things that we go through that God's helping us and teaching us something through it. But also when he teaches us through it, we got something. What is it Charlie says on that commercial? Something that you get right after you need it. Experience. Amen. That's the best teacher. And we get experience in something that somebody else is going to need. And then lo and behold, just so happened, we wind up sitting beside them. We wind up working with that person. And God uses, and the storms in our life and the troubles and the trials is preparation for something He's calling us to do, something He's got in mind for us to do, or encourage somebody else. And I tell you this morning, and why I like testimonies and obedient to the Lord so much, that you don't never know what you got up and said this morning, who it touched on the other side of the church. You don't know who needed to hear exactly what you said. And the thing about it, we're not in this thing to by ourselves, are we? We've got each other to help us through these storms. If you would stand with me. It came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples, and he said unto them, let us go over the other side by the lake. And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came a storm of wind on the lake. And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep, and there came a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a great calm. I put great in because one of the other versions says a great calm. In the Bible, was a calm. And he said unto them, where is your faith? And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? For he commandeth even the winds and water, and they obey him.
Yes, amen.
Praise the Lord. The storm that you're going through right now, the peace speaker can tell it to stop. He can make it cease and you never have to deal with it again. Or, in another passage of this, he can speak peace to you and help you through the storm.
Amen.
He don't always take us out. He don't always calm the storm. Sometimes he calms. Let's pray. Father, thank you again for this day. Thank you for your blessings, all your mercy and grace. And God, we just pray you'll encourage our hearts this morning. You'll help us in this time. Lord, we just pray for your direction. We pray for your leadership. We pray, God, we are so thankful of the passage that I just read, that you was in the storm with them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. See, and as we're thinking about life in general and Jesus directing us in our lives, that he told them here in this, he said, let us go over to the other side. Let us go. There's something on the other side that we need to go see. There's something else that we need to be involved in. And there was a great work on the other side of the lake that Jesus needed to go. There was a healing that was going to take place. There was a miracle getting ready to happen on the other side. And the thinking, and Jesus said that it's okay here, but we've got a job to do, and we've got a work to do, and we got somewhere that we need to be, and we need to be on the other side. What is it said in John chapter 4? It said, must needs that we go through Samaria. The place where everybody tried to map their trip around, they didn't want to go through Samaria. He said, we got to go right downtown Samaria. We got to be there. There's a divine appointment in Samaria. There's a divine appointment on the other side of the lake. There's a divine appointment in the morning for us. There's a divine appointment tomorrow evening. There's a divine appointment Tuesday. There's some war that our road and our trip has already been mapped by the Lord Jesus Christ. And He said, you need to go such and such. And when we are obedient to Him and we go, the disciples didn't put up a fuss. They said, well, we'll go. And when they got out, do you think Jesus was rowing this boat? No, he's asleep. Amen? He said, let's go over, but you do the rowing. I never had thought about this. This had never crossed my mind until just then. He said, I'm going to ride, you're going to do the rowing. And in our lives and in the things that we do, that Jesus has called us to a work. He said, you do the rowing. I want you to go such and such. I want you to get in your car and drive down the road and visit this family. I want you to get in your car and go down here and do this. Take this family something to eat. Pick up the telephone and encourage this person. Send this person a letter or a card. Do something that I want you to do. I'll be with you, but you got to do it. I'd never thought of that before. He was in the boat asleep. Somebody had to row. They didn't have Johnson engines in. You wasn't able to pull a cord and rip across the lake. You had to do it the old way. Well, why was Jesus lazy? No, he was just resting on the promises of God. He's just resting on the promises of God. He knew what was going to happen. He knew who was in control. He knew the sea was coming. He knew what He was going to teach. He knew He was getting ready to go heal. He knew all that was happening. And He was just resting on the promises of God. Well, glory, hallelujah. I tell you what, we can learn something right there. And if we start resting and trusting on His promises. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. And yea, I'll go with you to the end of the world. Praise the Lord. You may be rowing in the middle of the lake. You may be having a rough time, but He says, I'm right there with you. Praise the Lord. Even though He was asleep, He was still in control. He wasn't out of commission. And that's the way in our lives. Sometimes we say, He's asleep. Jesus! Woohoo! I'm going down. This is it. We like Fred Sanford. This is a big Elizabeth. Are you awake up there? I need you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
Yes. He said, I'm awake. Just keep rowing. Just keep bailing the water. Glory, hallelujah. I'll wake up. I'll be there in a little bit. Just keep bailing. Just keep rowing. Just keep doing. Keep going. No matter what it is, just keep rowing. You'll be all right. Glory, hallelujah. Aren't you glad of that? And you all know, and not just talking about the hard times we had. We just went through the hardest like the end of last year we ever been through. I'm still numb. I'm still addled. My head's still going in circles. I still don't know what I'm doing. But Jesus said, just keep working.
Right.
Just keep preaching. Just keep praying. And I just felt like, what is going on? Why? What? I just kept praying. I just kept preaching. I've just kept reading the Bible. And I've just kept trusting Him. I don't know what's going on, but He does. Disciples didn't know what's going on in that boat, but He did. They didn't know where He's going, but He did. They didn't know what's getting ready to happen, but He did. The disciples didn't have a clue when He's going into Samaria what was getting ready to happen, but He did. They said, what is He doing talking to a Samaritan woman? Unknown to them. She's getting ready to lead a whole town to Jesus.
Amen.
She's getting ready to be one of the, talking about a revival. Come see a man who knows everything about me. I believe this is the one we've been looking for. I believe it's the one the Bible's been talking about. Come and see this man. Glory, hallelujah. I tell you what, when we're going through the storms and we're going through the raging and we're going through the hard times, it may just be we're pointing somebody. Come see this man. Come see this man that in the middle of this storm that I feel like I'm going down. I feel like I can't make it any further. I feel like this is it. He's still there. He's still in control. And he's still by my side. See, he was silent in this time. But he was still present. Woo! Even though he wasn't awake, even though he wasn't rowing, even though he wasn't bailing water, he was still there. Whew. Glory, hallelujah. Aren't you glad of that? That ought to make our bailing a little easier. That ought to make the rowing a little easier. That he's still there. He's still in the boat. I like the Hebrew children. When they's cast in the furnace. Three went in, three come out. Where'd that fourth one go? He's still in the fire. He's still there. He's still in our troubles. He's still in our trials. He's still in our turmoil. He's still there. Whatever we're going to go through, whatever it is we're going to face, whatever it is we're facing, whatever it is that we just come out of, he's still there. He's still in control. He's still on the throne. He's still the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. He's still the one that stepped out of that grave on the third morning. Glory, hallelujah. He's not lost anything. Praise the Lord. If anything ever encourages, it ought to be an empty tomb. If he can pick himself up, if he walked out of that grave, I'm walking too. Glory, hallelujah. If he said, I'll lay down my life and I'll pick it up. Glory, hallelujah. And the Bible says that same spirit dwells in me that raised him from the dead. I'll also quicken my mortal body. Praise the name of the Lord. Aren't you glad of that? Amen. The Bible said that they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. I believe it's Mark. He said now the boat was full. It's not just a little water. Boat should have done sunk. The boat was full of water. There's a miracle on its own. Amen. But I think I've told you one time I was in Columbia, South Carolina working and Rhonda's cousin asked us to go out on the lake. Big Lake Murray, big lake. Rhonda's scared. Don't like boats. Can't swim. We put her life jacket on. She said, what if this thing sunk? I said, you cannot sink one of these boats. We got out in the middle of the lake and all that we seen was the very tip of a boat. About that much of it sticking up out of the water. The rest of it is sunk. She said, I thought you couldn't sink one of these. I said, well, maybe you can. When the boat's going down, you ever feel like the boat's going down? You say, preacher, if I quit bailing 1 minute, I'm going under. Then you better keep bailing. Amen. You better keep praying. You better keep working. You better keep encouraging. You better keep reading your Bible. You better keep on your face before God. You better keep fasting. You better keep coming to church. You better not back off. Better don't let up. Don't let down. Hang in there. Amen. Bail harder than you've ever bailed. Row harder than you've ever rowed. Because he's getting ready to wake up. Glory, hallelujah. When that long night is ended, Brother Dennis, and the storms come no more. Let me stand in thy presence on that bright and peaceful shore. In the land where the tempest never comes, Lord, may I dwell with thee when the storm passes by. Glory, hallelujah. There's something just as sure as that storm comes, it's going to pass on by. It's going to float on out and it's going to move by. It may do a lot of damage. It may do a lot of destruction. It may scare the life out of you, but glory, hallelujah, it's got to go. Woo! It's got to move on. It's got to get on out of here. It can't hang around and linger around too long. Glory, hallelujah. Boy, I feel the Holy Ghost. Praise the name of the Lord. Boy, his message is a lot better than the one I had. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory. Woo! Man, it's the good stuff, ain't it? They ran to Jesus and said, Jesus, we thought you loved us. You done all this and I really thought, you're going to let us die. That's what they say, carest thou not that we perish? You're letting us sleep, we're done. Ever been there? You there now? Lord, I'm not going to make it. And it don't seem like my prayers are getting through the roof. Amen. Everything I do is turning horrible. Everything I've asked you for is going the other way. I don't even know if I'm saved. I'm preaching to the right choir now, ain't I? Lord, what's going on? You said you loved me, I trusted you, and I've walked with you, and I've went to church, and I've taught Sunday school, and I've preached, and I've done everything you've asked me to do. All against trouble, all against turmoil, all against trials, everything I've asked you has gone the other way. What's going on? You know what the Holy Ghost just said? Just keep rowing. Just keep bailing. What is it? The book of Acts 1, 9, 10, 11, somewhere's in there. The angel said, what are you doing standing here? This same Jesus that you seen go away is coming again in like manner. Glory, hallelujah. He's coming back. Not only did he come out of that grave, he's coming back. Praise the Lord. He left on the cloud. He's coming back on one. Praise the Lord. And when he comes back, guess what? When he leaves that time, we're going with him. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. You tell, then we'll be out of the storm. Then we won't have to row no more. Then we won't have to bail anymore. Then we'll be on the other side. We'll be where the goodness is. We'll be where the blessings are. Don't give up on your blessing yet. It's coming. It's coming, joy. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy's going to come in the morning. Glory, hallelujah. Whew, man, praise the Lord. I don't know if I can preach much more, and he's given me more thoughts. They came and said, Master, we're going to perish. You might say, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it. The Bible says, glory, I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. Then he arose. Glory, hallelujah. Then he arose. Well, glory, hallelujah. When it looked like all hope was gone, when it looked like they were down and out, it looked like this was the end of the journey for these little 12 guys. He said, then he arose. My mind went back to last Sunday morning. On the third day, what did he do? He arose.
He stepped out. He stepped out of that grave. And he arose. There's where my hope is. There's where my confidence is. There's why I can say my name's written down in glory. There's why I can say Jesus is coming back. There's why I can say there's a better day coming, because he come out of that grave. Praise the Lord. There's an empty tomb today. Praise the Lord. I didn't know I was going to wind up preaching the Easter message again. He arose and rebuked the wind. Glory, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I hate wind. A lot of it. I mean, I like to feel a breeze, but whoo! He rebuked the wind. Peace, be still. And the Bible said in one of the places, says, and in about 30 minutes it stopped. Immediately. Glory! When he speaks, you talking about E.F. Hutton. When he speaks, everybody listens. Even the wind listens. Even the rains listen. Even the rains listen. Even your burdens listen. Even your trials listen. Even your burdens and what's dragging you down and your hard times and everything that's going on in your life has to listen to him. Woo! Glory, Helen. See, the Bible says, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Right here, the winds bowed and the storms confessed. You're Jesus. You're God of the storms. You're God of the elements. You're God of the universe. You're God in my life. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad of that? Just keep speaking. Just keep rowing. Just keep bailing. He said he rebuked the wind. And the raging of the water, and there was they ceased, and there was a great calm. Have you ever felt that calm? Ain't nothing like it. We may be in the middle of a storm, but then the Holy Spirit just comes and wraps his arms around you. Says it don't matter how bad the storm is, you're going to be all right. I remember when the tornadoes come through and swept up through Camp Creek and come up. And I'm convinced that the remains of one of them come right over our house. Because it twisted a tree and then some stuff down the road. A tree down off of the back hit this, a big old walnut tree, just like you'd tuck it and twisted it up out of the ground. And we was, of course, watching the news, listening. I was calm. And something said, we better go to the basement. I said, let's go to the basement. So we walked down, and I don't even think we made it all the way down. We got down to the steps. I said, let's pray. We prayed, and I felt that great calm. The Lord said, it's going to be all right. Amen. You know what I done? I got up and turned TV on, wrung my hands, I went to bed. You remember, Ron? I said, it's going to be all right. Went up and went to bed. There's the peace that passes all understanding. There's the peace that God can give. I don't know, it might have blowed the house away, but I was trusting him. He said, it's going to be all right when we prayed. And I said, it's going to be all right, and went to bed. There wasn't no need me staying up, was it? I think he had it. I think he had it under control. See, let's trust him with it. Let's give it to him. Completely, 100%, say, Lord, it's yours. Not 80, 90. I don't know if y'all remember, but a few months ago, several come to the altar with
with burdens. Got done praying and went back. I said, now come back up here. Everybody come. You remember? I said, come back up here. I got some strange looks that day. Lord said, call them back up here. And then I said, well, leave it this time when you go back. A lot of times we pick it up and drag it back with us. Let's leave it with my... I want to share, and I know I've told you this. First time I ever preached on this subject, I called a friend of mine that had been in Israel. She had been out on the Sea of Galilee in a Bible study on a boat. And I was getting all the facts, how that I'd studied up of how it's like tropical down here and it's 600 feet or something to the top of the mountain, and the winds will blow down, and when they hit, it causes, it's that cool air meets that tropical air, and it just makes like a hurricane right out on that little small lake. And I was talking to her, and I said, one thing, what do you say about the Sea of Galilee? You know what her answer was? One thing, the only thing she really said about it, she said, it's very peaceful there. And I thought, 2,000 years ago, Jesus said, peace be still. And a girl from little old East Tennessee went over, and the only thing she came back with memory about the Sea of Galilee was that it was peaceful. Whew. Glory, hallelujah. When he speaks peace to a soul, there's peace there. When he speaks peace to a trouble, a trial, a turmoil, a thing that's going on in our lives, a problem at work, a financial need, whatever it is, when he speaks to it, it's peace there. You know what I've learned about discerning God's will? The main factor of the whole thing that I have learned, when you get peace with it, that's when you know you're where you're supposed to be, when there's a peace about it. Amen. Have you got peace in your heart this morning? Have you got peace about everything? What about the situation you're in? Do you have peace with it? Do you have peace with that co-worker? Do you have peace with a financial situation? Do you have peace with a family situation or a marital situation or a physical situation? I'm going to ask you right now, we'll give an altar call. Brother Gary, come on. I'm going to ask you, come and get peace with it this morning. Come and nail it down and get peace with whatever it is that you're dealing with, whatever it is. And you don't have to wait on the music. Come on, let's stand and come on down. Let's come and get peace with our storms. Come and get peace with our calms. Come and get peace with our trials. And whatever it is that we're dealing with this morning, let's come and get a peace. Before we leave the altar, get a peace about it, that peace that passes all understanding. Will you come? Father, thank you, God, for this day. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your goodness.